getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, here we go again, ladies and gentlemen, back with another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show where we spin great old-time records for you every week like we do here when we get together on the radio or the computer or the interwebs or the podcast or wherever you may happen to be listening to the show this week. Welcome aboard another Oompa Hour train. That would be fun to have an Oompa Hour train, wouldn't it? I know there are polka cruises. A lot of the big bands sponsor a polka cruise where, you know, it's an actual cruise on a ship with a bunch of polka people and polka bands. And look it up sometime. You'll be amazed. Anyway, we do not have a cruise, so don't be getting all exciting. There is no Tim's Oompa Hour polka cruise. So just relax, all right? A lot of records to play on the show this week like we have every week. And I'll complain about the weather in a little bit, so stand by for that because it's cold up here in northern Minnesota. But let's start out with one from Pee Wee King, huh? How about the Wooden Heart Polka? Pee Wee King and the Boys and Wooden Heart Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Of course, you may recognize that. Elvis had a big hit with that one back in the 60s. I think it was from one of his movies. Was it G.I. Blues? Maybe it was. I hate to say that because I'm not really sure. But anyway, you can hear Elvis singing Wooden Heart in your mind when you hear another band playing the song, can't you? Anyway, Pee Wee King here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And I'm trying to put off complaining about the weather for a little while. So let's listen to Don Peachy do the No-No Polka. Thank you. That is the No-No Polka with Don Peachy and his orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Let's see here. What does it say about these guys? Burnett, Wisconsin. That's what it says. So now you know, Burnett, Wisconsin. Don Peachy here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, and a big stack of records to get through today like we have every week. Hey, don't forget, you can always email us here at the Oompa Hour. It's easy, too. OompaHour@AOL.com. All you got to know, get a message to us. Wham! Just like that. It's amazing, this technology. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour is where you find us on Facebook. And what else? Oh, yeah, we have the hotline phone number. Wait a minute. I have it written down over here because I can never I should scotch tape it up here on the lamp. 218-259-2985, a hotline. Right into that little phone right there. If you have a request or a question that you would like addressed here on the Oompa Hour, feel free to give us a holler there as well. So I told you, another brisk week here in northern Minnesota. I'm not kidding you. What happened to my accent right there? I'm not kidding you. It's like I almost turned Italian or something. It's 28 below zero at the house when I got up this morning. And when I got to work, about 8 or 10 miles away, I had 31 degrees below zero. And that is not the wind chill. That is the actual air temperature. It was a little stimulating. With the wind chill, it was around 45 below. So it was a little brisk. My hands still feel a little bit numb just from coming home from work and coming up into the studio here to do the Oompa Hour. I'm hoping to get them warmed up by the end of the show. So, all right, here's a performer and a song that has never been on the show before. It's called The Poor Man's Polka. Nicola Paoni is the man, and let's just roll it!
My pennies, so I can marry you. And if you love me truly, there's something you can do. I'm saving all my pennies, or honey, can't you see? If you don't save your dollars, you'll never marry me. But never find her in. She goes to see Giovanni, who plays the mandolin. Giovanni has a sister and she is very cute. When I don't see my girl, I go to her and play my flute, yes.
That's The Poor Man's Polka, and I don't know what that little flute kind of tooting thing is there. What is that? Is that like a recorder? Is that what that was? Anyway, Nicola Paoni is the name on that record, so there you have it. Poor Man's Polka, Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. We get together every week, sit around these record players, and just work our way through the stacks of great old-time records like this one from the Musical Nights. Here's the Chicago Polka.
City, many millions strong. People here are happy,
Well, there you have it. The Musical Knights doing the Chicago Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, spinning old-time records. Remember now, if you have a band you'd like to hear from, or you want to make a request or a dedication or whatever the case might be, because hey, you may be sitting there thinking, man, I haven't heard anything from, I don't know, Lil Wally in a long time, or you have a favorite song, by all means, give us a call. 218-259-2985 is the phone number for the Oompa Hour. And it just goes into an answering thing, because I don't know when you're listening to this show. The nature of syndicated programming, it could be on any station, anywhere, anytime. So there's really no way we can answer the phone in person. When I'm doing this right now, live like I'm doing now, you're probably not even listening. So 218-259-2985, write it down on one of those little stick-em things by your phone. So when you have a polka emergency, you know where to dial, all right? Let's see, what are we doing? Oh, Whoopi John, that's what we're doing. I found a brand spanking new Whoopi John 45 in the original Decca Records sleeve from back in the 1950s, and I am sure that this has never been played, and so it's like virgin vinyl. Sing Ach du Lieber, it's Whoopi John and the orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour.
The band and they'll sing and dance that Ach du lieber Augustin. That's my schönes melody, ain't it so grand? And when the tuba goes umba so schwein, my heart will answer with each umba beat. Cause I love to sing that Ach du lieber Augustin, Ach du lieber Augustin, ain't it so grand?
And the gang there, and the I love to sing Ach du lieber here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old time oldies show. On the way, a record you might recognize the characters in the song from a radio show, maybe even a TV show. That's coming up in a second. I want to talk to you about World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. Invite you to stop by, put it on your traveling itinerary, perhaps. I know a lot of people don't do a lot of traveling all over the country when it's this cold outside, when it's winter here in the upper Midwest. For some reason, telling people it's 30 degrees below zero is not a big plus at the Tourism Bureau, even for the skiers and snowmobiles. I don't know. We got a girl at work. I'm telling you, she's a smoker. And we do not allow smoking, of course, in the buildings. If you want to smoke, you have to go outside. I'm not kidding you. It was 30-some degrees below zero, actual temperature this morning. She goes out on the back. We call it the veranda. It's like a little landing porch thing on the back door. And she came in from a cigarette today, and she said, well, I finally broke out my electric mittens. And she has mittens that have batteries in them, and they warm them up so she can be outside smoking with her electric mittens on. And I thought, you know, who really wants to live in a land where you need to have electric mittens? And my wife has some electric socks, and I know a guy, he's got an electric jacket. It's got heating coils in the jacket, and it's got batteries in it. Anyway, so somehow we got to this from talking about a World of Accordions museum, didn't we? So maybe you don't want to come up here when it's 30 below, but I'm telling you, the frozen falls and the frozen rivers and stuff up along the north shore of Lake Superior are gorgeous when it's this cold out, but you got to be nuts. Anyway, mark it on your agenda, though. Check out their website, worldofaccordions.org is where you find them. And, you know, they always have a very busy schedule of events, activities and stuff going on during the summer months, spring and summer and whatnot, concerts and workshops. And they participate in a lot of events. They have a beautiful concert hall, all sorts of memorabilia and stuff. Just check it out. A World of Accordions. .org is where you find them on the internet. All right. Anybody remember Polka Joe and Waltzing Wanda? Yeah, it used to be a radio show, and I wonder if that's the same Polka Joe that had the Polka Joe TV show on, I think, RFD TV. I'm not sure about that. I could just be totally blowing smoke, as they say. But I mentioned before in other shows that there are a lot of polka songs about radio stations that have polka formats and about radio polka program hosts, and this is one of those. Polka Joe, Waltzing Wanda Polka by the Dyna Dukes here on Tim Zumpa Hour.
There's a guy from Detroit City, he's a happy guy, I know. He's the king of polka music, and his name is Polka Joe.
It's Polka Joe and Waltzing Wanda, now they should be on the TV. But you can hear them on the radio station WPRV.
There's a gal from Detroit City, and polka music brought her fame. She's the queen of polka music, and Waltzing Wanda is her name.
It's Polka Joe and Waltzing Wanda, now they should be on the TV. But you can hear them on the radio station WPRV.
Should meet this polka couple, Polka Joe and his maiden fair, at a dance or at a picnic. Come along and they'll see you there.
It's Polka Joe and Waltzing Wanda, now they should be on the TV. But you can hear them on the radio station WPRV.
Here's a toast to Joe and Wanda, polka toast because they're nice. I speak for all the polka lovers, Joe and Wanda, we love you twice.
It's Polka Joe and Waltzing Wanda, now they should be on the TV. But you can hear them on the radio station WPRV.
Aha, Polka Joe, Waltzing Wanda. There's the Dyna Dukes here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old time oldies show. Hey, maybe someday somebody will do a polka song about Tim Zumpa Hour. I can't imagine, but wow, that would be really, really cool, you know. What do we got going on here? I've stopped putting the record. I try to keep this show tidy while I'm doing it and put the records back into the sleeves as I go along and put them over here in the played stack. And I've been sloughing off, and I got record sleeves laying all over the place. Yikes. Anyway, Six Fat Dutchman on the turntable next from New Ulm, Minnesota. And it's the What Do They Do in Minnesota Polka. And I'll tell you what we do in Minnesota is we try not to freeze our little tushes off when it's 30 degrees below zero around here. My hands are still kind of tingly, and I've been in here for an hour now. But anyway, this is what we do in Minnesota. Here's the Six Fat Dutchman. We'll be right back.
What do they do in Minnesota? In Minnesota, in Minnesota. Oh, what do they do in Minnesota? In the cold, cold, frosty winter time. Now when it's warm in the summer, they go fishing every day. They don't have time to make love, they're busy making hay. But when a frosty winter comes, they do not fish or hay. They do the chores, they stay indoors and make love all the day. Oh, that's what they do in Minnesota. In Minnesota, in Minnesota. Oh, that's what they do in Minnesota. In the cold, cold, frosty winter time.
Fat Dutchman, what do they do in Minnesota anyway? Basically, we try to not freeze to death anyway. What do they do in Minnesota? Six Fat Dutchman, Tim Zumpa Hour, where you're at on the radio or on your computer or podcast or whatever the heck you happen to be listening to. John Check and the Michigan Dutchman up next on the turntable. This is called Pitcher After Pitcher. There you go, pitcher after pitcher, John Check and the Michigan Dutchman, Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. I think technically we can count that as a waltz, can't we? I think that was three-quarter time. I don't know. We always try to have a waltz in every show, and I'm trying to decide if that meets the need. Maybe we'll have to find one that actually says it's a waltz. I don't know, but I know a beer-drinking guy. Yeah, Johnny Prill and his orchestra, and that happens to be the name of the song.
Drinking guy, play me a polka, good times have arrived. I like to whistle when pretty girls go by.
I'm just a happy beer drinking guy.
Every now and then you'll see me around, having a drink with the boys downtown. And we all raise our beer as we give the band a cheer. Hey, let them know we are here.
Oh, I'm just a happy beer drinking guy. Play me a polka, good times have arrived. I like to whistle when pretty girls go by. I'm just a happy beer drinking guy.
Every time the band starts playing our song, we all have fun as we sing along. And if the harmony is a little out of key, hey, it don't matter to me.
Oh, I'm just a happy beer drinking guy. Play me a polka, good times have arrived. I like to whistle when pretty girls go by. I'm just a happy beer drinking guy.
Happy Beer Drinking Guy, Johnny Pearl's Orchestra on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. And interesting, right before that, we played Pitcher After Pitcher, which probably was not soda pop, if you know what I mean. So a little bit of a beer theme there, I think. Frankie Yankovic and the Yanks next here. They're over here on turntable number two, actually, and it's ready to go. The I Don't Wanna Mambo Polka. It actually says wanna, not I don't want to, but I don't wanna Mambo Polka. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks.
I don't want a mambo, no, no, no. I don't want a rumba bee. And the tango always tangles up my feet. I don't want a mambo, no, no, no. I don't want a yellow lei. I can think of more romantic things to say. I don't want a mambo, no, no, no. Anyone at all can see. Madame, the song of school is not for me. When I take my baby dancing neath the golden moon, I want to hear a polka, want to hear a polka too.
I whoop it up, happy as a clown, when there's a polka band in town. I love to whirl all around the floor, while the crowd yells more,
more, more, more.
Somehow that rhythm from old Brazil never seems to give my heart a thrill.
Give me that mania that came from Pennsylvania, a good old polka tune.
Trombone slide.
Oh, the music makes me feel so good inside.
Good inside. Wanna hear the bass go zoom, zoom, zoom. Wanna hear the banjo play.
Oh, the music always drives my blues away.
Blues away.
I don't want a mambo, no, no, no. Anyone at all can see. Madame, the song of school is not for me. When I take my baby dancing beneath the golden moon, you can take the bongo, send it to the gongo. When I'm dancing, wanna hear a polka.
All right, I don't want a mom. Mambo Polka. I want a polka polka. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Man, the record has some kind of weird, gooey feeling to it. I don't know what the heck that was. But anyway, let's get on with the show. Last week, I played the Shave and a Haircut Polka by Bernie Witkowski and his Silver Bell Orchestra. And I was trying to get all cute when the record came to an end, and I was going to jump in there and do, and I kind of made a big old mush-mosh out of it. And I told you that I reserved the right to have a mulligan or a do-over and play that record again this week. And I'm just going to shut up at the end because the record has a trick ending. And I loused it up last week, so I'm playing it again. And for those of you that may not have heard it last week or, you know, Shaving a Haircut Polka. Shaving a Haircut is the musical phrase for that standard ending that was on every Spike Jones record. Dun 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 dun. That's Shave and a Haircut, two bits, for those of you that don't know that. And this is the Shave and a Haircut Polka. See, it's a trick ending. There's no two bits on the end. That's the deal. Bernie Witkowski and his Silver Bell Orchestra, Shaving a Haircut Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. And I promised you we would do a waltz that says it's a waltz right on it. We always do. Look at that, a live frog in the throat right here on the show. That's further proof that this is a live show, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I told you we do a waltz in every show, at least one. And I have the Polka Kings to do the Don't Cry Mother Waltz. And not only is it a real waltz, but they're singing in Polish.
Church bells are ringing.
Nie płacz, mamo, mamo.
Don't cry, mama.
Dzisiaj moje wesele.
Today is my wedding.
Zakończam życie samotne.
I'm ending my single life.
Na ten piękny ślubny dzień.
On my wedding day.
Sercu radośnie łzy.
Happy tears in my heart.
Dziś jest nasz wesoły dzień.
This is my happiest day.
Od niego mam pierścionek złoty.
He gave me a wedding ring.
Mamu ja nie zapomnę.
Mama, I'll never forget you.
Kiedy była mała.
When I was young.
Jak mama mnie przytuliła.
You would cuddle me.
Tak słodko do mnie śpiewała.
And sing to me.
teraz jestem dorosła.
I'm a big girl now.
Belon mam na głowie.
With a veil on my head.
Dzisiaj moje wesele.
This is my wedding.
Zakończę życie te samotne.
I'm ending my single life.
Mamo, nie smuć się, mamo.
Mom, don't be sorry.
Dzisiaj moje wesele.
This is my wedding day.
Będzie, jest mój szczęśliwy.
This is my lucky day.
Mamo, nie płacz, mamo.
Don't cry, my mother.
Ah, the Don't Cry Mother Waltz. That's the Polka Kings there. I forgot it had the English translation in it, too. Kind of a class act there for that one. You're on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, rolling along with great old-time records here on the show like we do every week. And I don't know how lately, the last few shows, we've been able to get in like one or two more tunes than I have been able to fit into the show for a really long time. And I don't know if it's because I'm yakking less or if I'm picking shorter songs, or if I'm getting closer to being an hour long, because we always try to guarantee our radio stations that the show will never go over an hour, although it has a couple of times. I think I've been getting better at cutting it kind of close. I don't know. How about Elmer Scheid and his Hooleri Band? I think so. Here's the Jolly Lumberjack. Jack there, Elmer Scheid and his Hooleri Band here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Spinning the tunes here, and I found one. I don't think we played this like since the first month of the show back almost 3 years ago. Rod Serrar with the Tony Jamber Orchestra. And when I was a little kid, Tony Jamber lived right down the street from us, and he had a big trailer parked out in his driveway, all painted up festive with musical notes and colorful lettering. Said, Tony Jamber Orchestra, polka, music, blah, blah, blah. Because he was like the dude from the Bel Ray Ballroom in down in the Twin Cities when I was a kid. what suburb was the Bellray Ballroom in? I can't even, was it in Fridley or Spring Lake Park or something like that? Anyway, you don't know and you don't care. You just want to dance. So here they are, Tony Jamber Orchestra with Rod Serrar. This is the Praha Polka. Tony Jamber Orchestra with Rod Serrar and the Praha Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, rocking out the polkas. Is that what we're doing? Are we rocking out the polkas? I don't know. I kind of feel like I am today because it's cold out and I'm inside and it's warm. Why do I not have an old-time version of Baby, It's Cold Outside? There must be one somewhere. Maybe for next week. Well, there can't be. I can't imagine anyone doing an old-time version of it, but... Hey, now it makes me want to look for it. Have we not recently, let's have a poll, raise your hands, have we not played Marshall Lukowski doing the Bumblebee Polka recently? I mean, it's in my stack of records for today, and normally I'm pretty good at making sure I don't repeat anything, at least not, you know, like within 6 months or so. And I don't know. I know we played the Lukowski brothers like last week, but it wasn't this song. I don't know. So I hope you like this one in case this is a repeat from 3 months ago, because I hate to be a repeater. Marshall Lukowski, the Bumblebee Polka.
Bye. hear the buzz. Sing thank you, my honey love. But to my surprise, sitting by my side, oh my, I almost died. See my honey love. Now we're going to have lots of little company when the stork arrives and multiplied our little pie. Not to watch you cry, family grew inside.
Well, there you have it, Marshall Lukowski and the Bumblebee Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. On the way, you won't be able to tell on the record, but I have a record where the name of the band is misspelled, and I'll tell you about that after this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, now, I've been, playing polka music for a long time. Well, not a long time, not like 100 years, but I was doing this back in the 70s anyway, and I got a big collection of polka records, and if anybody has trouble with the names, it's me. I forget how to pronounce them, or you haven't played a record for a long time, and you're like, what? And I have a harder time spelling them. And Shimoleski Brothers, or Shimoleski Family, Shimoleski Funtime Band, the Shimoleskis, whatever you want to go by. They had different formations over the last 100 years, is one of my favorites. And I have a very hard time typing their name all the time because, well, for one thing, you don't say it like it's spelled. And it's hard to type. It's like your fingers don't want to type letters in that order because it's unnatural. And this record bugs me. It's a great album. It's an older record. But their name is spelled wrong on here. There's no W. And everybody knows there's a W in Shimoleski. It's spelled on the record Shimieleski, which is how you say it, kind of. Shimoleski. But there's a W before the ski. It's actually Shimoleski, but you don't say it that way. You say Shimoleski, but a W is supposed to be in there. And my guess is the guys at the record company are either stupid or just put it in the way they said it, or they thought, we're not going to do that because all the disc jockeys will say Shimoleski instead of Shimoleski. I don't know, but it's spelled wrong, and it drives me nuts. And I spelled it correctly on my playlist for this week's show, but on the record, it's spelled wrong. Here are the Shimoleski Brothers. And the, what do you know, polka?
Hey, it's polka time.
Well, what do you know?
What do you know? There she goes. Oh, yeah!
It's the What Do You Know Polka, Shimoleski Brothers with a W. Here at Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Holy cow, we are just chugging right through the time on the show this week, aren't we? I think we have time to stick one more in here. You know, we play polkas, we play waltzes, we play oberics, we play hulerice, we play the occasional Leandler, what else, you know, whatever. I don't remember ever playing a stomp before. I have a Deutschmeister's record here featuring Tony Wolf, and I always play the other side, and I forget what's on the other side now. But it's something I play all the time, and I was flipping through the records, and I'm like, what? This says stomp on it. It says the Lobo Stomp. And if I've played this before, it had to be 40 years ago. It's not been on in the Oompa Hour. And I thought it sounded kind of rocking, actually. So let's just give this a try and kind of close out the show with this one this week, shall we? The Deutschmeisters with Tony Wolf. And this is the Lobo Stomp on Tim's Oompa Hour. Kind of rocking it out there, huh? Deutschmeisters, that's called the Lobo Stomp here on Tim's Oompa Hour. And as I look up the old clock on the wall here, it tends us, says, you're out of time for the show. Shut up and stop playing records and go have lunch for Pete's sake. So that's what I'm going to do anyway, but a fun bunch of records. Glad you were along.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. The station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association and a World of Accordions Museum. We shall return and do it all over again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!